Today, Rashi explains that Shmuel holds like Sheini Tzricha Kokach. I don't mean such a big action to move its ear, but rather on the Kol Pirchus, any movement that it makes that's not caused during the Misra itself, that's also enough of a proof that was strong enough to accept the Shechita. So Mar says, according to Shmuel, like, my Kamashtam, what are you teaching us? Tanina, we learn like this. We learn that Hemadak, a small animal like a lamb or sheep, Sheposhta Yodav, it just stretched out its arm, V'loi Hechfira, and did not return it. It right after Shechita, in the case where the Hemadak was a Mesekenis, and right after Shechita just stretched out its arm, did not bring it back, Psula. That's not a sin that had Chiyas, that's Psula. Why? Shein Reloi Tzoyes Nefesh. That movement was only made to Shach Yitzias, when the Nefesh leaves, that's what happens. So it's not any proof to start having any strength to it, so we have to be afraid it died like before the Shechita. Mashmik really though, Horach Zira, let's say the animal though stretched out its arm, right after Shechita, not that it bent it in, but the opposite, Horach Zira, if it bent it in, not just that it stretched it out, but if it bent it inwards, then Kshayra. So what is Shmuel teaching us? We learn from the Mishnah like this, Diyak, that if a Behemadak, if it would bend its legs inwards, it would be Kshayra. Not so true. Even the Mastifa for the Mishnah alone having no worth of it to say, Dafko, the Kaifa, that first it was bent in the legs. Uposhto. Now right after Shechita stretched it out, the head of the Kaifa, then it bent in again. That's called the good simin that the animal really alive, Bishash Shechita, was a kosher Shechita. Avopshuto, let's say first Bishash Shechita, the animal's legs were stretched out. The Kafafosim, then even after Shechita, if it bends it inwards, inwards, that's not enough of a simin. Maybe that's also not a proof to say it died through the Shechita, but maybe before the Shechita. It's commenced one, that's the Chiddush of Shmuel, yes, even in such a case. Even though before Shechita the legs were stretched out. And if right after Shechita the animal moved its legs and bent it inwards, that's also a simin that it had Chiyas, Peshach, the Shechita, and the Shechita is Kshayra. This Limor says, Mesra, I have a question. It says that the Sefer that Rabbi Yossi says that Rabbi Meir used to say that Goye b'shashchita, the animal screams b'shashchita, ain't ze pirchus. That's not a simin on the Meskenes to say that it's a kosher shchita. That's not b'emet the pirchus, the animal moves. And Goye itself is not a simin that it had chiyas. In other words, it's not like Rav we had before. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Mishmoy in his name, that the name of Rav Meir, then a filo hatiya reya, even if a let out excrement, or the kitschkob is never, and it also, or else it moved its tail after Shechita, is ain't the pirch, that's also not called the pirch, that's also not enough. Rashi says, Mishmoy means Rav Meir, Mishmoy means Rav Yossi. So, Kobo Limor says, Kasha Goya Goya, Kasha Reya Reya, it's a theory before we had that Goya, according to Rav, was like a Maisa Pircha. Rashi says, and Rav says, Liel, Goya is every Pirchus. And Liel was saying, Goya, if it screams, is not called like a Pirchus. And Nuadin, Reya, Reya is also theory. Before Rav said that Reya, and Kishra, Reya is called a Maisa Chiyas, shows that it was alive, that was a Kashra Shechit, and here it says no. So my answer is, Goya, Goya screaming, not screaming like Kashra. Hod the Ove Kolo, Hod the Ame Kolo. The first case, talking about the Ove, Kolomiz was a thick voice, was a thick string, a thick scream. So that's a proof to say that it had a lot of chiyas. Therefore, that Rav said at the sim that was alive with a good shechita. Here in the Brisa says it's no good, the Amikol, as she says, Kei, it's a weak voice. So a weak voice is not a good simin that it was alive strong enough to receive the shechita. Now, Reya, Reya, Namal, Kasha, by shriek, Midros, there's no Kasha, Kan, Bishoshis, Kan, Bimatresas. Shoshis means, like he says, the son who comes out very close. So that doesn't have too much chiyas. That's not a proof that's really alive, b'shashchita. But in the first case of Rav, the son of Matreses means limrochek, where it gets thrown away far away from the animal. So that's called chiyas. So that's a proof that the animal is still very strong, and for sure it accepted that the shchita was done to it when it's still alive. Now, Omer Rav Chizda says, Pirchus Shomru, that do we say Pirchus is a proof. On the Hema Mesekenes, to say that it was a good Shechita, the safe Shechita. That's only talking about what happened at the end of the Shechita. Now the Gemara explains, my the safe Shechita, And Chiz explained, what did I hear? What do I mean to say that Pirchus that was said always only Besar Shchita? My Besar Shchita means Biemsa Shchita. Means to say that it has to move around in the middle of the Shchita. Not Mamish after the Shchita, the end of the Shchita, but even in the middle of the Shchita is also a good simon to say that it has Chiyas and it's a Kosher Shchita. La Fuket Chilas Shchita Delay. Only mainly meant to say was just that it only moved, made the Pirchus, stretched back or brought its leg backwards. At the beginning of the Shchita, that's not a simon to say it had Chiyas. That also could be a Mesekenes that's dying right then, and the Shchita would be Psula. So if it moved at the beginning of the Shchita, that's no proof. But in the middle or the end, that's a good proof. And Avad, if it happened after the Shchita. Now, Omer of Chizur, Chizur says, how do we know to say this Chiddush? He said that if it moves in the middle of the Shchita, it's also kosher. The Tanan learned like this, Behema daka by a small animal, Shepash the yod, if it only stretched out its hands, we did not bring it back, Psula. That's Psula, that's not a sin that had enough chiyas, we say it died before the Shchita. Now Amos, when did the animal do this? When was it Posh the Yoda? Let me, if you want to tell me B'Sayif Shchita, the end of the Shchita, is so called Heicha, Teicha, V'Teizel, like how long does it have to live? That she says, L'Yacha Shchita, L'Tifke, Fisash Yad, L'Tifke, V'Chazah B'Tamiya, like if it made this much movement that stretched out its leg after Shchita, like for sure that should be a good simon that it really had chiyas. Like how much more does it have to do simonim of chiyas? In other words, if it does it after Shchita, that should be a good sign that for sure was a healthy, it was strong enough for Shah Shchita, and it died because of the Shchita, not before. And the Rav, what we're talking about, that the Emsa Shchita, that this happened in the middle of the Shchita. So we see that only because it didn't move its hands back is it Psula. But the animal, the Hemadaka, would have moved its feet backwards, that would have been a proof that it still has chiyas to it, even though it happened in the middle of the Shchita. It doesn't have to happen at the end, it even happened in the middle of the Shchita. Oh, Malay, Rav said back, no. Le'olam really, I tell you, b'ser Shchita. We're talking about here that this movement took place at the end of the Shchita. If so, if it happened after the Shchita, the end of the Shchita, how could you say if it just stretches out, does not bring it back its Psula? Shaniyim, because I say, Koshein Oisakein, b'ser Shchita. If the animal is not strong enough, like after Shchita, does not bring the feet back, if it only stretches it out, does not cough of it back, for you do a shenishmas to natula menu chaydim lechein. Then you know for sure it's a very weak animal, and because it was a mesekenes, we have to be afraid that the neshama nishmas like it died before Shchita. So nechtam, it doesn't really have to live after Shchita. It's only a proof that if it wasn't strong enough after Shchita to make the movement, to move its feet backwards again, that's the proof that Bashan Shchita was dead already. Like Mustam the Neshama died even before the Shchita. So that's what Rav holds. So Rav argues on the Chizda. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, and Rav Yitzchak says, Pircha Shomru Petchila Shchita. He's a bigger Mekel, that it's enough to make this Pircha even at the beginning of the Shchita. That's also proof to say that it has Chiz to it and it's going to die because of the Shchita and not before. He's even a bigger maker than the Chizda. Now, Omri Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Minoa, Minoa, how do we know to say like this? This is not because we learned. Omri Rav Shimon says, that Ashechet Balayla, some Ashechet at night time, Olamacha Motzak Solom Aloyadam, and the next day, he finds that the Solom, the neck of the animal, the base of Shchita was, is full of dam. So he had before, Rav Shimon says, now Mishnah, and that Kshara, even though it was a Mesekenes before the Shchita, we say it must probably have died because of the Shchita. Shezimka, because for sure the animal, the Shah Shchita, was spreading out, dam, the dam leg was stretching out. Or Kemidi Shabloz, that's like a blessed Shchita, that Zimka is also proof the animal had enough kaya to take the Shchita. Now, the Yom HaShmul, Shmul says, Koistle Beis Shchita Shninu. That it says, the next morning, he found the walls full of blood, it doesn't mean the wall of the room, it just means the wall of the Beis HaShchita by the neck. The meat there by the Beis HaShchita, that was full of blood. That's enough of a proof to say that it had Chiyas take the Shchita and it died because of the Shchita, not before. Now, Iyam, with Bishnah, you can tell me it's very good, Petchila Shchita Shapir, that it's enough to make these movements at the beginning of the Shchita, then it's very good. But maybe the dam started to spread like at the beginning of the Shechita. Early on, the Besor Shechita, if you tell me it has to happen at the end of the Shechita, the Simonim, it's not enough to happen at the beginning. It has to happen either at the end or in the middle. And so then Lechus, let's be afraid. Dilmah b'tchila Shechita Zinka. Maybe you know when the dam started to spread out, know when it came out with a big gush, maybe only at the beginning of the Shechita. But later in the middle or the end, it didn't come out so much dam. So then, there's no proof to say the animal had chiyuv to receive the Shechita. Maybe it died before the Shechita. So when it says here, there's no proof. I'll answer you that v'dilmah shani zinuk, the other. Maybe this proof of zinuk, if the blood spritzes out with a big flow, that's a big simin that it really had chiyuv to it. And therefore, maybe only by zinuk it's good even at the beginning of the Shechita. But maybe the other simon on the pirchus, that's not a good simon at the beginning of the Shechita. It has to be later in the middle or at the end. So maybe zinik would not be a proof. So Moshe says, is this true? Or me, others, is it true? Is zinik any better than the other simonim? The Yatsnan went like this. Reb Lezer Oimer, Daya im zinko, it's enough if it made zinko. The mashma daya, it's enough. Rashi says, midatani daya, and the chalal to kill, it's a simple simon. Rashi says, midatani daya, and the chalal to kill, it's a simple simon, it's not such a chosh of a simon. So how can you tell me that Dinka is a strong simon? Smoin to the Nechnami, Kal mid Rabbi Gamliel. All Rabbi Lezer means to say it's a more simple simon than Rabbi Gamliel. That he says, the Mishnah, you have to have the yad of regal b'shneim. You have to have the behem and make a pichas of both, the yad and the regal. So against the Rabbi and the Nechnami, Rabbi Lezer is saying a Kal, that you don't need such a big simon to move both of them, it's not just as Inka. So, it's Kal Midi Gamliel, but in Erechami, it's Odef Midi Rabbanim, it's a more stronger simon than Rabbanim. That Rabbanim said in the Mishnah, it's enough of the Yad or the Regal, if you just need one of the two, the Yad or the Regal, then Erechami, then the simon of Zinik is a stronger simon. So therefore again, according to the Rabbanim, it could be the Perchus has to be at the end of the Shechita, or in the middle, but not at the beginning. Only Zinik, which is a stronger simon than the Rabbanan Shechita, the fact that it gushes out the blood, here it could be a simon, it's enough, it's a show that animal received the Shechita, even though it only made a Zinik at the beginning of the Shechita. Ravina said that Omali Sama Bachilkiya, that Sama Bachilkiya told him that Akshibo Avua Devar Abuvim, that his father asked this question. And the Yamalus, some say, is Achvah the Bar Avurim, is the brother of Bar Avurim. He asked this question, that only the Rabbanan Miyadif, is it true what he's saying? That the proof of Zinuk is a stronger proof than the Rabbanan Shechita of Pirchus, that either Yad or Regal. So Zinuk is a stronger proof. And we just want to answer, is that true? I have yet to learn like this. The Chachomim and Mechom say, Achet Yeparchus, Oy Biyad, Oy Beregal. Chom say, the simon is, if the animal moves or moves back, his head in the yad or the regal. The question is now, Rabbanan Nahai Kaimi, on which sheet is Rabbanan going on? Remember, if you want to tell me Yad Ram Gamli, you're going to Ram Gamli sheet, is so what do the Chum say? Achete Parchas, they should have said, Kivan Shepir Chusami Boilei. The Chum Ram Gamli, it has to move both the yad and the regal. And the Rabbanan are being makel to say, no, it's enough if it moves, just one, the yad or the regal. The Shiri's Lashon of Kivan Shepirchus and Nibetsu Lashon should have said. What does it say, Lashon of Achet Epirchus? El Apshita, the Reb Lez, El Apshita is going on Reb Lez Ashita. The Reb Lez, the old Zinka is a proof. And this Rabbanan argument say no, the Chodesh say no, the Zinka is not a proof. But the only proof is, it has to at least move it to Yad Varego. Now, the other, if you tell me now that Zinka is a bigger proof than just moving the Yad of the Rego, Mayad, what is Lashon of Ad? What are the Chodesh saying Ad? Like, you have to have this, it's not true. You're telling me now that Zinuk is good according to Rabbanan also. The Rabbanan only coming to the Maker to say you don't need Zinuk, but even just the Pirchus of Yad Oyreg was enough. So what's the Russian of Ad? So if so, it's a proof to say that Zinuk is not as strong as a Simon, and if so, it's a proof to say that the Simonim help, even the Tchila Shechita, you don't have to have a basket to say for the end, it's enough even the beginning of the Shechita. If one of these simonim happened at the beginning of the Shechita, that's also seemed to say was strong enough the animal to receive the Shechita. Now, Omer Rav says, Minu, how do we know to say my Yisaid? That Rebbe before was the Machmer that said that the Simonim only help at the end of the Shechita, but in the middle of the beginning it doesn't help. So how does Rebbe know to say this? The time, because we will learn like this. We learned that Shor Oy Kesev, the Pasuk says Shor Oy Kesev, to dash and prat le klayim, that a klayim is no good. Oy Eiz, the Pasuk says prat le nidno, the nidno Rashi says that means an Eiz, a goat. She yolda mitayish, came out of a tayish, kemoisa, ubunot bem l'rocha, but looks like a different animal. It's not just born from the same parents, but it just looks like a different animal. That's called the nidno. That all these are possible for carbon. He evolved with Hashem promptly yesterday from an animal that came out through the side. Not a normal birth is also possible for carbon. Then the Pasuk says, Shivat Yomim, it has to be 7 days old. Prat l'mechusas man, if it's less than 7 days old, it's also not fit to be for carbon. Says, Prat l'mechusas man, tachas, as Shivat Yomim, tachas, imei, Prat l'yosim, it doesn't have any parents. Also, then it's possible for carbon. The question is, Hai Yosem Hegedom, where's the case that the mother died before the kid? Learn if you want to tell me the little take Imei. For her, the Mesa, the first, the mother gave birth. And then the mother died. So why should that be absolved the carbon? For the Gemara Liyurim, Tichia Betesa, does the mother always have to live? So once the mother gave birth to the baby, like, Avada, that animal should be kosher for carbon. What kind of swore is this properly Yosem? Ella must be the Mesa of a Hodo. You let it say that the mother died first, and then it gave birth. Svet Gemara, Michi Yivolet Nafka. If so, that one after the person Michi Yivolet has to have a normal birth. If the mother died first, the king came out normally. That's come out through a Caesarean, through the side. Ella Pshit, it must be that Zepirish Lemisa, Zepirish Lechayim. The Mamish Peshas that gave birth, this one came out alive, and the mother died. B'shas mice at the same time, both happened. Now, i'amrit b'shleimo, b'nin chiyusa b'saif leido, that has to have chiyus at the end of leido, haino di yisra kro lemute. That's why the apostle said that it's no good. Meaning to say that the animal has to be alive until the end of the leido. It has to be. So therefore, from the first person goes, prat li yetzibes, and kiyavol, you don't have this prat here. Because since it had chiyus till the end of the leida, it's called the normal leida. So you need a new pasuk to say tachasim atrat liyosim. But Ella, but Iyam, what you want to tell me that loybin in chiyus to be safe leida? No, the mother does not have to still be alive at the end of the leida. It's enough that it's alive at the beginning or the middle. Even if the mother dies in the middle of the leida, that's also called the leida. If so, that's the meat of the crew of yosim. So the question is lo mali. What do we need a extra postic of Tachasimai Mechiyavolid Nafka? From the first postic of Mechiyavolid, I would know that Mechiyavolid is mashman has to have a normal birth. A normal birth means that the mother is alive the whole time. Rashi says, the Akati Hebel Yetzi Beifin. El Shma Mina, the word that Kol Milsa, to Boy Rabban Chiyus, anything that Rabban says, you have to have Chiyus to it, Binin Shechiyus Pigmadilei, you have to have its Chiyus at the end of it. That's a sushon, just like you see here by Leda. A normal Leda is called that has a tchiyas till the end of the Leda. So who would by yourself for shchita? What's called tchiyas? Only if the animal has a tchiyas mamish till the end of the shchita. So we have to have simonim to show that it has the tchiyas. The simonim have to be there by the end of the shchita. If you don't have the simonim by the end of the shchita, that's not a good simon. So that's Rava's proof. And Omar Rabbi says, Hilchasok, Yehel Masnissim. There's a lot of locals like this Mishnah that you have to have the Simonim at the end of the Shechita. Now, the Hei Madako, Sheposh the Yod of Lechzir of Sulom. The Hei Madako we had before, if it just stretches out its legs at the end of the Shechita, but it's not bringing it back, that's not a Simon Chiyas, that's just a Misa. The Med of Amumum was said, the Yad, only by the Yad. Avo Beregel, Mashenkin by the hind legs. Bein Poshto B'loi Kofa, where it just stretches it out and doesn't bring it back. Bein Kofa bends it in B'loi Poshto K'sheira. By the hind legs, either one of these two are simonim. If this happens at the end of the Shechita, that's the sim of the animals alive, B'shah Shechita. The Med of the movement, we say, the simonim B'dakon by a small animal. Avo B'gasa by a big animal. Then the klal is Bein B'yad, Bein B'regel. Where's the front leg, where's the back legs? Bein Poshto B'loi Kofa, where it stretched it out. Bein Postov it stretched out and didn't bend the back. Bein Kofov Le Postov Sheya. By Behema Gansa, any movement it makes after Shrita, that's also proof it had enough Chiyas Bishan Shrita. Because right about Behema Gansa, there the movements is much harder to make. So they only make these movements that had a lot of Chiyas. Therefore, that's the proof that was really had Chiyas. Rashi was like, Gansa Lach Urchabach, it's not normal for this to happen just on through the Misa. Therefore, the Chiyasu, there's the proof that it really had Chiyas. Therefore, even though Behema was the Mesakenis, the Shrita is Ksheva. Now the if, what about by a bird? If the bird was a mesakenis and he made a shrita afilu lerofuf and legapoy, even if it only moved one wing, like shishkafta, and was never only moved like its tail, as a raised that perchus, like any small movement the bird makes after shrita, that's also called the perchus. If the shot had chiyus, that was a kosher shrita. Rashi says rifu means boss to mekish, small than a kishkush. But the more Mike Mark, what the Chiddush should be? Kulu Tani, we learned all these things. That Behema Daka, Sheposh the Yod of Lechzi Rupsula, Shein Rav Rav Tzoyas Nefesh, Yadin Regalai, Dakin Gatsalai. So what's the Chiddush? All these you can make from our Mishnah before. So Mark says true, Oif Itzruch Le, the Chiddush is about an Oif, about a bird, Le Tanan. We didn't learn about a bird, so that's the Chiddush. By a bird, any small movement it makes, it's Ksheira. Now the Mishnah says, HaShoichet LaNochri. If a Jew shechts for a goy, meaning the behem belongs to a goy, and the goy told the Shoichet to shecht. So Shchitos the Ksheira, the Shchit is kosher, we don't say it did L'Shem Avoy Dezara, and therefore the Shchit is kosher. For Rebelez holds this puzzle. Even though we didn't hear him say the favor of L'Shem Avoy Dezara, Rebelez holds Tam Machshev, Sedek Chovim, is L'Shem Avoy Dezara. So it seems like it was done, Hashem Avoy Dezoro, it's Takubas Avoy Dezoro, it becomes also Bano. Omer Rebbe Lezer says, Afilu Shochto, Sheyechol HaNochri, Mecha Tzakovit Shelo, Psula. Because even though when the Jews shechted it for the Goy, it was only Amanas that the Goy would have a small portion of it. Just the Goy will have a Mecha Tzakovit Shelo, just like the liver. That's all, a small portion of the animal. And the rest will go toward the Jew, still is psula. And the reason is, Shastam Machshev Snochri Avoy Dezoro. Stam Machshev of a Goy is being done, Hashem Avoy Dezoro. The Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, that Kal V'Choyim HaDvon, there's a Kal V'Choyim over here. Omer Adim Koyim Shem Machshev of Peselot the Mekdoshim. Madach by a Korban. We're Machshev of Apostles. Ein HaKol HaMachach Ela Achar Oizeid. We only go after the kindness doing the avoidah or the sheikhet. We don't go after the bailim. Even though the owner of the korban has the wrong machshav, it means nothing. We only go after the person that's doing the avoidah of the korban. And so mokum over here, like by a behemoth chulin, shein machshav of self to chulin, a regular behemoth chulin, even if you have the machshav of chutzlas man, chutzlam kaimish, holy shemor, it doesn't pass by chulin. Only a machshav of avoidah zara passes. And so Einar Din isn't it a swear to say that everything should only go after the one that's doing the Shechita. And even though the owner is a guy, and even though the guy has in mind that Shemidon Hashem Avoy Dezara, but since he's not doing the Shechita, the Yisrael is doing the Shechita, and the Yisrael is not Mechashel Hashem Avoy Dezara, that's Rabbi Yosi's swear that Avada the Shechita should be Kasher. And not like Rabbi Lezer, the whole, the Shechita is Tzula. Now the Gemara says, Hani Tanoi Yislu the Reb Lezer Reb Yosi. These Tanoim hold like Reb Yosi, like Reb Yosi, like Reb Lezer Reb Yosi. So Rashi says Hani Tanoi means Tanakama Reb Lezer. Yislu the Reb Lezer Reb Yosi. Rashi Kloima, the time of the Tanakama the Machshel Lav Mishum Dien Machshel Alecha Sen Laracha. Right? That's not the reason, because that's Reb Yosi. El Aradik Reb Lezer Reb Yosi Sriolei. We'll soon see what his reason is. Rashi the Gemara says, "Hani Tano Yisloed Reb Lezer Reb Yosi." Titania, Om Reb Lezer Reb Yosi. That Shemati, I heard, Shehabayla Mefaglim. Yes, that not only the Sheikhet can make Tigul, or the Kain is doing the Avoidus, but even the owner of the Korban could also make Tigul. His Machshav also passes. So you see, the Tanakhama and Reb Lezer argue on Reb Yosi in the Mishnah. They both all know that the Machshav of the Bailam could also passel. If so, what's the machlekes in Tanakam and Reb Lezer? Omir is like this, Tanakam is so about Isha minu de choshevin. If we hear that the owner of the goy had a machshav l'shem avodah zarah nechnami, that would passel the shechita. What we call the shechita l'shem avodah zarah, it's called akrubas avodah zarah, is the yosef bano. But the loy loy, if we do not hear it, then it's not possible. Because tam machshav l'shem avodah chachovim loy aminim, we do not say that minas tam just like this. He's automatically thinking about avodah zarah. That we don't say. If the owner of the goy did not speak out, we do not say he had a mind to do the shem avodah zarah. That's the Tanakhama Svara. Priyab Lezer, Savano, Afagav the Leishem, even though we didn't hear him speak out clearly the Shema by the Zorah, we didn't hear him think this way, still, Stam Machshev, Asavi Kachavim, Liyavoy Kachavim, Stam Machshev of a Goy, is that the Shechita should be done the Shema by the Zorah. So, Stam Machshev, Asavi Kachavim, but the Chavim Amrina, we say, that's the Lezer Svara. So long as the owner was a Goy, so we said the shechita was the owner had a machshava to do with the shem avodah zarah. Therefore, the shechita is psula. Now, the Yosef Rabbi Yosef comes to argue and say, "Afagav the shemina the choshev." Even though we hear clearly that this only the guy has more to do with the shem avodah zarah, still he would hold this kasha because zem mechashev is the oivid leyaminim. I do not say that if one person does the shechita and another person, the owner has a machshava, that machshava kapasul. That's Rabbi Yosef's svara. And he could yami some to know that b'dishamina b'choshev pligi tanakama sovar ki yamina z'mechashev z'oivet hani mila b'fnim haba b'chutz loy chutz mifnim loy afinim. Some say not like like the more before that no, the machlezga tanakama could be even when we hear clearly that the goy is having machshov l'shem avodah zarah. Still the tanakama holds that the machshov of the goy does not help for the sheichet. When do we say the machshava of the Bible held? That's only by kachim, by lefnim. And he holds we did not learn out chutz mepnim, only by pnim, inside, a carbon. There could be the machshava of the Bible makes tigel. But a machshava of chutz, of a carbon chulim, be done outside. To say, since the owner is doing the shem avodah zarah, that should make the psul of shem avodah zarah, that the Tanakhama argues. And he holds no, that lo yafinu, we did not learn out chutz mepnim. And of this, yes, Rav Lezer Meimer, yes, Yafina Chutz Mifnim, and we do learn out Chutz Mifnim, just like in a carbon inside, the Machshav of the Bailam Kapas of the carbon, the same thing by Machshav, Lashem Avay Dezara, the Bailam's Machshav can also pass of the carbon. And of this, yes, Rav Lezer Meimer, no, Afilu Bifnim, even by carbonis inside the base of Migdish Nami, Zemechashiv, Zerazim, I mean, we do not say. Excuse that, the Machlekas Haralem Shat, the Machlekas Tanakama, and Rav Lezer in the Mishnah. So they both hold that the machshavas of the Bailam does passel, and the machshavu, the machlekes is, does he have a machshavu or not? Or the second shita is no. Could be everybody holds the guy does have a machshavu. Or even when we speak so clearly he has a machshavu. Still, the Tanakhama holds that machshavu does not passel, because by chutz does not passel only bifnim. And Rez holds, yes, even by chutz, the machshavu of the Bailam can passel the korbin. And the Yosi holds, even bifnim, even by kabonis also, Zem mechashiv zoyved lo yamrina. All right, we'll stop here.